This is the regular city council meeting, it's Monday, July 13th, 2015, 7:00 PM.
Good evening, everyone, I'd like to call this July 13th, 2015, Othello City Council meeting to order, and welcome everyone tonight to our proceedings. This time, would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, and Angel Garza is going to lead us in a short prayer.
Dear God, we come before you, Father, this evening, Lord, with a humble heart, Father, and we just ask that your presence be with us this afternoon, Lord, this evening anyway, and may your wisdom and knowledge be with us, Lord Jesus Christ, Father, as we, come together, Father, in business with the city, Lord. Once again, give us the wisdom, Father, and help us, Father, in the decisions that we make, Father, that they would be for the better of the city and the citizens of the city. In your name we pray. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May be seated. I'd like to go to item 1.3, roll call. Tonight, we have Councilmember Eugene Bain on vacation, Councilmember Ken Johnson has taken ill, so at this time, I'd entertain a motion to excuse Eugene Bain from tonight's council meeting.
Make that motion.
Have a motion made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. At this time, I'd entertain a motion to excuse Ken Johnson from tonight's proceedings.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Moving on in our agenda, item 1.4, citizen input. If there's any citizen here tonight who would like to address the Othello City Council, Penny Morris has raised her hand, the president of the Othello Chamber of Commerce, please come to the microphone, state your name and address, and you have up to 5 minutes, Penny.
My name's Penny Morris, I live at 1042 East Oak Street here in Othello, and I want to say thank you for our fireworks, to all of you guys that approved the budget for the fireworks, and I want to say that you guys have an awesome group of people. Terry's group was great, Molly did, thank you for them, and thank you for what you do here.
Thank you, Penny. Item number 2, approval of agenda, tonight I would entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion made and seconded to approve the agenda, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 3, consent agenda. This time I entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Tonight, we have the privilege of having a public hearing on the CDBG, which is a Community Development Block Grant, General Purpose Grant application for the Portable Fellow Soccer Complex, and tonight, we have Travis Goddard, the Community Development Director, to give a staff presentation to the council, and at this time, I would open this public hearing at 7:04 PM.
Thank you very much. I am Travis Goddard, I am the Community Development Director for the City of Othello, and before I get started, I want to apologize. When I get up here and I say the same things over and over again after all of these hearings, it's because there are very specific requirements in the land use laws that I deal with, both the state and the local ones, so if I'm repetitive and you've seen some of this stuff before, I apologize, but this is a great example of, even though I try and overdo what I'm doing, I tend to miss things, and in this case specifically, we had spoken several months ago about a community development block grant for up to $30,000 for a planning-only grant for community development block grant, and because of the specificness of community development block grants, you have to be very particular in your advertising. And at the time, I only advertised for the planning-only grant, and the general purpose grant, which we're going to talk about tonight, was part of that discussion. Unfortunately, the notice that went to the paper didn't include that by title. So they've accepted our application, but they pointed out that we needed some additional public notification and the opportunity for the public to get involved in case the public wanted to influence the proposal that we were requesting grants for this year. And so we'll go over that now and satisfy that requirement. And so I prepared a presentation which will be very much like the one that I did a couple months ago, just over 2 months ago. And I'll remind you, the Community Development Block Grant, again, is aimed at qualifying communities to enhance quality of life for low and moderate income residents, of which Othello and Adams County both qualify under the Community Development Block Grant process. The types of programs are general purpose, planning only, public service grants, housing elements, imminent threat grants, and economic opportunity grants. And you'll notice up there that the planning only grant, that we were actually awarded $25,000 for the grant that we applied for just 2 months ago. And so that one is on its way. We're working on the contract language right now. And along with the community development, or along with the public notice, we have to adopt a resolution for each grant specifically, and therefore I would like, or I'm requesting authorization for the mayor to submit additional grant information for the general purpose grant tonight. The general purpose grant is essentially for public infrastructure, community facilities, affordable housing, and economic development. And the city staff and leadership met with the Adams County Development Council and the Port of Othello to figure out if we could find a project that would work for all three organizations and the county itself. And we came up with the sewer line extension from Concrete Drive that would go across the port property all the way to connect to Reynolds Road on the west. And it involves, I have that laid out in the staff report, it's about a $3.7 million total project that includes the soccer complex. Of that, the grant would be for a portion of the sewer improvements, the replacement or the improvements for the street that would be associated with connecting this property from Concrete, and a portion of the facility itself. So the city would essentially participate in the soccer complex. This grant would pay for the concession structure with the restrooms, change rooms, shower facilities, and the engineering and design of that structure. So it would be a good boost to get the recreation facility off of the ground. It would also put the infrastructure in the ground that would allow the port to take their next several steps of the rec center, the parking area, and their five commercial lots on the other side. So it is an economic kickoff or an injection of economic funds that would hopefully get them to proceed with their projects a little faster. And that's kind of why we picked this project that we did. The Community Development Block Grant, they had a workshop at Big Bend Community College. We went, we've discussed this project with staff, and we believe that we've put in a competitive application. So what we need now is just the authorization that the staff, or that the council recognizes that this is a project that we'd like to proceed with getting or requesting grant funds for. So therefore, I'm recommending approval of a resolution that would authorize us to proceed with that application.
Thank you, Travis. Council, do you have any questions of Travis at this time? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to open public testimony. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak in support of this potential grant application? Are those anyone who would like to speak who's neutral to the proposal? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition of the proposal? Hearing none, at this time I'll close the public testimony at 7:10 p.m. And council, do you have any further questions for clarification? Very good. Close the public hearing. And we'll move on to item 4.2, resolution to request permission to apply for a CDBG grant. I need a motion to authorize the mayor to sign this resolution.
Make that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to item 4.3, request use of city property for the American Crown Circus resolution, and Molly has some information, a staff report.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. For the second year in a row and third year altogether since I've been here, we have received a request from the American Crown Circus to bring their circus to Lions Park at the soccer field on Tuesday, August 25th and Wednesday, August 26th. For those of you that aren't familiar, the circus includes one-ring European-style acrobatic circus with jugglers, comedic performers, acrobats, and magicians. So last year, the shows brought in thousands of people there's two shows per day, and so they hope to have the same success again this year. They've requested a set up in the park on Tuesday, the 25th, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They'll have two shows, one beginning at 6, and it will go till 7:30. The second show will be 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. After the 2 days, they will be out of the soccer complex by 10 p.m. on Thursday, the 27th. They will have their tent and their other vehicles in the park overnight, but they have been reminded it's their responsibility to have the additional security on that property, and also they have been instructed to park any additional vehicles in the gravel lot across from Lions Park. And also, in lieu of paying the $400 special event fee, the American Crown Circus has agreed to donate 15% of their total ticket sales to the City of Othello for use of the property. Last year, we received over $1,700 for the two-day event. So they were happy to do that again, and so we will happily accept it. So with that, I just ask council to review the resolution and recommend approving the use of city property for the American Crown Circus.
Questions, council? Okay. Thank you, Molly. This time I entertain a motion to approve this a resolution 2015 authorizing use of city property for the American Crown Circus.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Then, moving on to item 4.4, Greater Othello Chamber of Commerce Facility Use Agreement.
All right. So as the council may remember, at the June 11th, 2015 council meeting, the council approved a request from the Othello Senior Center to operate the 2015 Farmers Market in Pioneer Park. Since that time, I have spoken with Roy Dodge, the president of the Senior Center, and he has let us know that they do not intend to run the Farmers Market this year, unfortunately. But we have had the Greater Othello Chamber of Commerce request to take the reins on running the farmers market this year. They notified staff last week. So what they will do, or what they plan to do, is to begin running the farmers market this Saturday, July 18th, and will continue to go until the end of October every Saturday, just like the Senior Center did. So they've agreed to operate the farmers market in accordance with the rules and regulations that we had held the Senior Center to in the past, both the Washington State Farmers Market Manual and the Handbook for Small and Direct Marketing Farms, which is distributed by the Washington State Department of Agriculture. So the Greater Othello Chamber of Commerce will manage and operate the farmer's market. They will also be in charge of tracking vendors' permits, fees that they want to collect for their spaces. That is all up to them. So with that, we have Amy Hurlbut, the manager of the Greater Othello Chamber of Commerce, here today. If the council has any questions they would like answered or like any additional information.
Council?
I'm working over in Lacrosse, and they've had two people ask me if the farmer's market in Othello was open.
Oh.
Well, the closest place for them to go is Othello. A lot of them come to Othello to Walmart and shop.
I'll be darned. That's interesting.
Perfect. So there's obviously a desire out there to attend it, so.
Maybe we could have Amy come. I do have a couple of questions. So Amy, the Chamber of Commerce wants to take on this responsibility, and obviously it's been very successful by the seniors. What's the long-term plan?
I would think the long-term plan is to continue to take over for this year, being sort of short notice. I'm hoping to operate in sort of a maintenance mode and just keep it going. My fear is that if we let it die this year, it'll be harder to pick up and keep the ball going in the future. So there's not a very hefty amount of prior vendors. I think between 3 and 4 was the average over the weeks last year. So my goal is to maybe try to hit 7 consistent vendors throughout the season. As the months go by, it'll just depend on who we have and what's available. Certain produce will obviously go out of season, and those certain growers will no longer be interested. But as fall comes in, we'll have pumpkins and other things that we can replace current summertime vendors with. So I think this year the goal is just to keep it going in the park. And next year, depending on where the venue is, we'll kind of go from there and see.
Thank you, Amy. On behalf of the City Council of Othello, I would like to thank the Chamber for the wonderful 4th of July celebration you guys all put together. Tremendous amount of work, tremendous amount of volunteers, but I thought it was a great event for the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Council, any other questions of Amy?
You did a great job. Very well. Very good.
Thank
very
you. Well done.
Thank you, guys. You guys put a lot of time and effort into it, and I see that you guys well through the process. And we want to thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Council?
Just in the motion, why do we have to charge a special event fee for the use of the park? Couldn't we make it a city-sponsored event? It's not an organization. It's not... it's for the community.
The council actually did just approve a change to the municipal code for use of the parks, and I believe in that code it does allow the council to make the decision as to whether or not it would want to charge fees for the use of the park. I would have to double check. I don't have my computer on me right now, but I am roughly 97% sure that's what it says.
Yeah, when we looked at it, when the senior center is going to run it, we looked at it and we charged the senior center a $200 exclusive use fee. And so probably should be consistent, at least for this year, as the senior center. It's one of the reasons they backed out. They didn't want to pay $200 for use of the park.
But it's $200 for the use of the park every Saturday till the end of October?
It's yes. One flat.
It's one flat, flat fee till the
yeah,
end of
one
October.
Flat fee.
So we're not charging them every single time.
No, no,
that's
no.
That's good.
Okay.
That's $200 till the end of October.
Because what the general rule is for the special events in the park is it's $200 for 150 to 500 people, 400 for more than that. Because on a daily entry, they don't have more than 500 people. So we decided it's $200 for a one-time fee. So.
And it guarantees them the exclusive use during that period of time so that if somebody comes and camps out there and is having a picnic, they can move them on out to mm-hmm. a different spot. Sure. So they have that spot.
But I'm just saying that
you know, we have city-sponsored events that we as a city put on for the community, where we find a group or an organization, not so much that they sponsor it, but they take charge of you know, organizing it and heading it up. It seems we could, that's not gifting, in my opinion, that's allowing.
Kelly had a...
Actually, that would be one concern that I would have, because in the past, you had the senior center doing this, and the city charged them that fee for the exclusive use of the park. Now you have another organization, nonprofit organization, coming in to do that. For consistency, I would recommend charging the $200 special event fee, at least for this season.
Okay, that's fine.
And then we can look into...
Look into it, and let's move forward with, you know, where we don't have to tag everybody for doing things that are actually beneficial to the community.
Yeah, and I agree. We can look into the issue of would that constitute a gift, public gifting, and how do we do that, create a farmer's market without having to, if the chamber is going to run it, without having to charge that. We can look into that.
Council?
That's good.
Yeah. It's time I entertain a motion to approve the facility use agreement for the Greater Tohoe Chamber of Commerce.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Molly, I have a question for you. Moving on to item 5, unfinished business. Could you give us an update on the skate park?
I would love to. The skate park went out to bid roughly, I want to say, 3 weeks ago. Staff has talked to Kurt with Varela, Kurt Holland. He has let us know that the bids are coming in higher than estimated for the project costs. So what we decided to do was to push out the bid opening. So that will be this Wednesday at 2:00 here in the council chambers. At that time, because right now we only have two people who are on the who have gotten plans are on the plan holders list. So we're just a little bit nervous that will drive up the cost of the project. And so what we'll do at that time is review the bids with the Parks and Recreation Committee. And assess our options. We can, if they do come in high, we can either go with it and build it, or we can see what our options are to do some sort of step one, step two, to where we're not exceeding our estimated costs or budgeted costs, or we can table it and wait until another time, maybe at the beginning of the year when people are more hungry for work and are, you know, the cost could possibly be lower. It is a specialized project, so it's not a guarantee that that's going to happen. Having, you know, a good chunk of change lower than we thought, but it's definitely a possibility. So the council will have a couple options should that be the case on Wednesday. So
thank you, Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Council, do you have any questions, Molly?
My grandkid keeps asking, when's that going to get done?
I know. We have staff at the pool that ask me all the time. So, yeah, we hope that it's going to, you know, work in our favor, but we just want to be realistic about the process. So,
thank you, Mom.
Thank you.
Is there any other unfinished business council would like to bring up tonight?
Well 6 got it up and running on Friday. Did everything we're supposed to do. Got the test came back good. So it's been running since Friday, and it's pumping about over 2,500 gallons a minute. It went on and off all weekend on purpose because we kept filling up the tanks. And as you guys may or may not know, once the tanks get to a certain level, wells start shutting off. You know, it's automatic process, will such function correctly? And so what we're going to do now, and you guys can say no if you don't want to, but we, staff feels like the safest course of action is let that run for the next 2 weeks to make sure it is going to run consistently. That will also give us time to get well nine, a more permanent temporary fix, report a pad out there, get a good electrical connection, get that done. They haven't had time to do it because they're messing with well six. Now they have time. Once we get well nine, it's a good solid backup, and we know well six is running good. At that point, perhaps we'll take the restrictions off. That's also the point at which we'll relook at well three. Remember that had the still got the vibration going on. So that's pretty much the update on the wells. I think I've got it, all the facts straight. Questions?
So you're talking about 2 weeks wait time before removing the water restrictions?
Yeah, John, I think that's the safest course of action, because with our luck this summer, it'd just be our luck that something else would go down, or well six would puke again, but we figure 2 weeks is a good time frame to make sure things are running well. We don't want to take the restrictions off and have to put them back on. I think you guys all would agree with that. But we can do something different if you'd like.
No, I think that's wise. I don't want to say turn it on, now turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. I think we should, I think people are adjusting to the new watering schedule, and a lot of people actually have mentioned to me that they kind of like not having to mow their lawn so much. They realize they can survive without so much water. That part of their lawns are dry, but I think I'd rather be conservative than aggressive, especially with the difficulties we've had.
Well, I would think about something we can control. The public's one issue, but the industry and the private industry, if you have restrictions on them, you might want to consider.
We've already told them they can run normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. We want them to run normal.
Yep.
And we don't want to jeopardize that.
They've been really cooperative, and it's, as you know, it's caused some issues, so we'd like to let them run as normal as possible. Yep. Not go whole hog, but as normal as they can with the water we have. So we should be good for that.
So what's our water level? What's that look like right now?
In the tanks, this morning it was 85 and 86, and it's been holding that consistently. That's about where we like to keep it. Full is about 90-something feet. Each foot, by the way, is about 53,000 gallons in all the tanks total.
Yep. And additional head pressure, too.
Yes.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Wade. Item six, new business. Or any additional new business that needs to come before the council tonight, or you'd like staff to research for our next meeting? Okay. Hearing none, I'd like to move to item seven, executive session. 7.1, potential litigation and property acquisition. This time I'd like to enter into executive session at 7:28 p.m. and request the staff prepare the council chambers for executive session, and I would like actually all the staff to remain. 30 minutes. And I don't, Tyler, anticipate any action after the session. All right. Having closed our executive session, we have no further business come before the council. I'd like to adjourn tonight's meeting at 8:20 p.m.